This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Steve Runnels. I'm a biotech executive with more than 25 years of experience in therapeutics, medical device, and diagnostics product development. I'm currently an EIR at the University of Washington and at the Oregon Health Science University.
Steve, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, my principal responsibilities are to help the universities identify key life science and healthcare technologies that have commercial promise. I then work with the inventors and investigators to create business and clinical development plans.
Steve, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, some of the challenges that I've experienced that have directly impacted the activities at the university include reductions in grant funding. Those are from SBIR and in the spin-out companies from STTR as well. I also have seen challenges with some of the investigators who desire to publish their research findings before getting IP protection through a provisional patent application. That can create quite a number of different problems and it usually ends up having people pulling their hair out at the end of the day. Also, there's a challenge of working with the investigators and the founders of spin-out companies in understanding their roles in a new company when they want to keep their day job at the university. That just kind of presents a problem for the management team coming in, as well as the university, and just a general confusion for the founder of the company, even though they have perhaps invented something very special. Some of the successes that I've been able to see and be involved in and include teaching a process to evaluate good ideas and create a workable development goals out of that. And then additionally seeing licensing, spin-out companies, and acquisitions of the programs I've worked on.
Steve, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
The key advice that I would share is what I have experienced myself, and that is use other EIRs at your institution to develop a team approach to project review. There's a lot to learn from the experience of others, and we've had I think both at the University of Washington and at Oregon Health Science University, a very collegial group of EIRs, and we support each other. We refer issues to each other. We may be assigned a project or have been working on a project where we need additional input, and we all feel very comfortable with calling on our other EIR team members to help us get through certain problems. So my advice would be use your other EIRs as a resource for yourself.
Steve, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, the work that I'm doing as an EIR is fairly well defined at the universities in their website information. At the University of Washington, the website information about the EIR program and the technology transfer activities, it can be found at the Commotion, that's C-O-M-O-T-I-O-N, Commotion, offices at the University of Washington, and then the technology transfer and business development office that would be under TTBD at the Oregon Health and Science University.
Great. Well, thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.